Thanks for joining us for Help at Home's Meaningful Moments podcast series. I'm Barry Bernson. Today we're joined by Rich Tinsley, the Chief Development Officer of Help at Home. In the last 2 years at Help at Home, Rich's team has helped the company double in size through growth. And Rich, we welcome you to the podcast.
Hi, Barry. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little about your role at Help at Home and about the company itself.
Sure. As you mentioned, I'm the Chief Development Officer at Help at Home. The company has been around for nearly 50 years. The current management team has been in about three, and I've been there for about two. We service people in their home, mostly a Medicaid population, with 54,000 caregivers and over 70,000 clients, and we're currently in 11 states.
Rich, let's talk about the state of home care. What trends are you seeing in the industry?
In home care, you're seeing more and more emphasis of treating people in the home, right? So it's the definition kind of makes sense, right? But there's a growing demand, so more and more people obviously want to stay in the home. The payers are realizing it's the area that is most cost effective, and we're starting to be able to show positive outcomes for doing that and longer, keeping them in the home. Not only do they get the care where they want, they stay in the home longer, which lowers the overall cost of home care.
And more of us are getting older, and the population is getting older. So what's the company's growth strategy?
So when you look back over the last 2 years, we've doubled in size, and we plan to do that again. And it's all in our current area of control, like in-home PCS services, personal care services. We're going to continue to add density in our bigger states and in our growth states. So states like Michigan, Ohio, Georgia, Mississippi, Missouri, those states we're going to continue to add and get larger in. And then in our big states that we have today, New York, Pennsylvania, Indiana, and Illinois, we'll continue to build that density that we already have.
All right, looking at the past few years as part of the growth strategies of acquisition and innovation, how much has Help at Home grown itself?
We've doubled in both clients, hours, and revenue in the last 2.5 years, and with targets to do the same to do that again in the next 2.5 years.
The client census is growing and the hours served are growing?
Yes, both.
What do you have planned for 2024, 25, and beyond?
For 24 and 25, we're going to continue to build that density in those states that we just talked about, as well as add new states. So we're going to continue to grow outside of our 11-state footprint. And you know, I'm not sure I'll ever see a day where we're in 50 states, but we'll increase that 11 to 20, 25, or 30 states going forward.
Just to update our audience, we're with Rich Tinsley, the Chief Development Officer of Help at Home. And Rich, it sounds like 2024 should be a pretty exciting year for you. Beyond that, what's the 10,000-foot view?
Yeah, so 23 was generally globally for the economy it was an interesting year. You had raising rates, you had price barriers between buyers and sellers. 24 and 25 is expected to be a much more attractive year to sell and to buy. And then our factors that limit our ability to grow, it really isn't about lining up acquisitions, it's about integration, which also falls underneath my purview. So we keep our transactions involved in the development team for 12 months post-closing to help integrate them in the best way to become part of our family and part of our culture, which is usually our number one thing that we're looking for in acquisitions is that cultural fit. And we will continue to work on what we've done in the past on those transactions.
Rich Tinsley, thanks for joining us today to give us a better idea about how Help at Home has differentiated itself with a unique and innovative value proposition. And that's why they're the leader of personal home care for dual-eligible populations, helping folks to remain safe and as independent as possible in their own homes. Stay tuned for more about Help at Home's growth strategies in future podcasts, or for more about Help at Home, visit www.helpathome.com/partnerships or email the business development team at partnerships@helpathome.com. I'm Barry Bernson.